This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. A land acknowledgement is a respectful statement at the beginning of an event acknowledging the native people of a place and their claim to the land. In Alaska, the conversation around the land acknowledgement is relatively new, but as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, it's picking up.
In 2018, the rock band Portugal the Man tried something that was new for them at concerts around the world.
Basically every night, wherever we play, we ask First Nations people of the area from there or were displaced there, and we're just donating a piece of our set.
Portugal the Man has deep roots in the 49th state, and at their final tour stop in the Alaska Airlines Center, a Yupik dance troupe opened their set. As a city, Anchorage has a fraught relationship with its indigenous history. Now, major institutions are using land acknowledgments as a way to change that and place Alaska Native heritage more centrally in the region's identity. One way that's happening, for example, is at a workshop hosted inside the Anchorage Museum.
I'm going to ask you each to write your own land acknowledgment.
Emily Johnson is an artist, and she's leading a discussion of around two dozen women in a small conference room. Johnson is of Yupik descent. She lives in New York City and leads workshops like this one in countries around the globe.
Land acknowledgement is an indigenous protocol. Probably had a different name. But it's a process, of course, of knowing upon whose land you are so that you engage in the right protocols so that you can build those relationships, or you can ensure your safety.
Today, the acknowledgments are a form of recognition, a sign of respect that's typically offered ahead of a meeting, conference, a presentation. Johnson says there's no single right way to do one. It's an ongoing process.
The ingredients certainly have intentional words that are related to respect and acknowledgement and recognition.
Emily Johnson is optimistic. She says the U.S. is not at the level of Canada, Australia, or New Zealand, where residents have pushed beyond just acknowledging traditional lands and towards policies aimed at racial equity and reparations. But in Alaska, Johnson says, changes are happening more rapidly than many expected.
I think about land acknowledgement in terms of shifting consciousness, and that's really, to my mind, that is the goal. Like, we're shifting consciousness, we're centering Indigenous people and knowledge and land, because that is what is needed.
The workshop is part of the museum's Seed Lab, a new initiative focused on innovation and the exchange of ideas. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.